Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, March 17th, 2025. Happy St. Paddy's Day. The Wabanaki Alliance is announcing that their new build tracker is now live. Executive Director Molly Embryant writes, quote, "The 132nd legislature is well underway with Wabanaki Alliance priorities on the calendar. This session, we have a wide range of priorities that protect tribal lands from eminent domain, oppose harmful state recognition of tribes, strengthen the Wabanaki Studies Education Law, tribal power utility districts, public safety, and work to implement the recommendations of the 2019 Task Force on the Maine Indian Land Claim Settlement Act." The bill tracker details our priority bills and actions you can take to stand with the Wabanaki. Learn how to submit testimony, contact your legislators, write a letter to the editor, and more, end quote. The bill tracker is at wabanakialliance.com/legislative-bill-tracker. I'll put that on the archives of today's program. And for more information, you can email info@wabanakialliance.com. Late last week, Maine's Attorney General Aaron M. Frey released a statement explaining why Maine is joining a multi-state lawsuit against the Department of Education. Quote, "The Department of Education is responsible for important programming serving Maine citizens, ranging from physical therapy and speech services for students with special needs to implementation of college grant programs. The gutting of the DOE effectively dismantles that department without congressional approval. Congress has committed these important services to Maine families, and I join this litigation to ensure citizens will continue to benefit from these programs," end quote. You can learn more at the Maine Attorney General's website or section of the Maine.gov website. Just go to Maine.gov/AG. If you're headed out to Sears Island, you can take part this week in a program they have set up called Tracking Mammal Activity in Winter. It's an interpretive nature walk created by Friends of Sears Island with information and photos from naturalist and nature photographer Sandra Mitchell. That's going to be going through the end of the month. Quote, "A temporary interpretive installation will be on display along the Homestead Trail. As you walk along the trail, you'll see 20 different signs about learning to distinguish mammal tracks in late winter and early spring, which can be in snow, mud, or sand. Information about other signs of mammal activity is included as well. The interpretive trail begins at the kiosk just beyond the island gate and extends along the Homestead Trail in the field next to the old Homestead Foundation, covering approximately half a mile. This time of year, the trail may be snowy, icy, wet, and muddy, so please remember to bring appropriate footwear and take it easy as you leave your own tracks on the trail. You can learn more at sandra-mitchell.com and friendsofsearsisland.org. And ending with a quick story from the Maine News 100 years ago today on St. Patrick's Day, 1925. This is special to the commercial. Quote, "Bangor girl wins over immigration law and returns. Margaret Sullivan's passport became void when her trip was delayed by a fall from a horse in Ireland. The ways of the immigration law are intricate. Margaret Sullivan, a Bangor girl who went to visit her relatives in Ireland last spring, became entangled in the meshes, and only through the efforts of Senator Hale has she been released. Miss Sullivan has been stranded in Cobb, Ireland for some time and may now return to her home. On leaving for Ireland, Miss Sullivan was given a passport, and as all passports do, it allowed her a certain length of time to return to this country. A few days before the expiration of her time limit for exiting for home, Miss Sullivan was riding a horse in the country. She was thrown from the horse and her ankle severely injured, which caused her to overstay her time limit. Thus, the passport became null and void. If she wished to return to this country, she must do so as an immigrant, and Miss Sullivan has been waiting for a chance to come into the country and return to her home in Bangor under these restrictions. Influential citizens of Bangor sent messages to Senator Hale in Washington requesting that he do something to help the girl get back to her home. He took the matter up with the government, and due to the circumstances of Miss Sullivan's failure to comply with the passport regulations, the rules were waived, and she has now been given permission to return to the United States. Miss Sullivan has a brother and sister in the city who are anxiously awaiting her return," end quote. Immigration news in the Bangor Commercial Newspaper 100 years ago today. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'll see you tomorrow.